Go to Great Britain, turn on the TV and flip the channels around, and soon enough you'll come across something like this.
Going to take this out. What a heartbreaker. There's your answer, Wayne. Phil Taylor against the Dodgers.
There were no screaming fans at this event. But talk to throwers like Jeff Smith, who drove 6 hours from New Brunswick, Canada, and it seems like there's no place they'd rather be.
Every time I come down here, it's basically a reunion with 500 of my closest friends, so it's been great.
Smith did also walk away with more than $1,000, no mean feat in a field that included some world-ranked players. Few, however, at any level, can make darts their livelihood, even if they travel to tournaments all over the world. Tom Sawyer is someone who does work full-time in darts at a Lynn Mass equipment company called Dart World. He says that was a long time coming.
I got into the sport shortly after high school, playing pool with a bunch of friends of mine, and they were playing darts. They asked me to play one day, and I got hooked right away.
Then there's Ann Kramer of Rome, New York, who grew up with six brothers, one of whom bought a dartboard and had everyone in the family playing all the time.
And he said one day he was going to go to a tournament. I said, I want to go, and my parents made him take me. And I won first place.
Most of Kramer's free time now revolves around darts. It's been that way for decades. She met her husband, John, at a dart tournament years ago.
And we just travel, play darts, have a good old time, and we've been off and on. Well, obviously, you raise a family, have a good time, and do all that, and then we got back into darts when the kid was old enough to take care of herself.
Kramer runs a darts website and recently wrote The Ultimate Book of Darts, a complete guide to games, gear, terms, and rules. It's a how-to for people who have never thrown darts before.
Because it's not written by a world champion or anything like that. It's not really intimidating. It's like a grassroots start for it.
There were 15 prize events at the Seacoast Open featuring a variety of dart games. There's cricket, where the object is to hit a series of numbers between 15 and 20 and the bullseye before your opponent. Then there's 0-1, where each player starts with a score of 3-0-1, 4-0-1, or 5-0-1, and tries to count down to exactly zero by subtracting the sum of the darts thrown after every turn. With all of the math involved, darts can be a great game for children. Jason Demers was in charge of the youth tournament at the Seacoast Open.
When we play, the kids play a 3-0-1 game, so they have to subtract their numbers down, but then they also have to add their numbers too. And when we're playing cricket, you're adding your numbers, so it's completely opposite. And the board itself is circle with, you know, all the different pie groups, so it works out pretty good.
High-level darts can also involve a good deal of geography.
It's almost ridiculous how many plane trips I take a year. I probably fly 3 times a month.
Canadian Trish Grezik, currently ranked number 20 in the world by the World Dart Federation, was one of the highest-ranked players at the tournament. She flew in from Toronto. She says the only way she can afford to do all of the traveling is because she flies for free thanks to a companion pass from a friend who works for an airline.
So Vegas tournament, I went Vegas, Newark, Newark, Chicago, Chicago, Toronto, and finally met up with a couple to drive me the rest of the way home that left the day later.
For competitors like Grezik, darts really is a labor of love. And those who do love it, like Ann Kramer, the woman who met her husband at a darts tournament and wrote a book on darts, part of the reason why is it's a game open to all comers.
Whether you male, female, you know, we all step to the line. We're all the same person, basically, when we compete.
About 10 minutes left to sign up. Last 10 minutes to
For
sign
NHPR
up.
News, I'm John Doyle.